Are you looking to invest in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, or Litecoin? GV Computers, a trusted name in computer and cybersecurity, can help you buy or sell cryptocurrency easily and safely. Contact them by phone at 888-844-7806. If you are just getting your feet wet in Bitcoin, the friendly staff at GV will be happy to answer all your questions. Good morning. I'm still reporting on fake polls. Top investigative reporter Rich Pollack just wrote a great piece in the Daily Caller about how most national pollsters are still creating fake polls to serve the anti-Trump agenda. Every pollster knows this is going on. However, some of them are unwilling to play the game. According to Raghavan Mayur, president of Technometrica, which leads the polling operations for Investors Business Daily, typically the mainstream media and the major polling companies will never admit their bias to you. This is like an alcoholic not admitting to using alcohol. They are in denial. IBD was one of the few polling organizations to predict not only the Trump victory, but the last four presidential victories as well. Affable Democrat Pat Caddell agreed right after the Trump election. There was a couple days of shock, and then they moved on, because what they could not do is to get to the bottom of their own polling bias. I have to take issue with these two just a bit. These guys know what they're doing. They just don't want to talk about it because their entire raison d'etre is to provide accurate predictions of future results. And if it becomes widely known that they are skewing their results along political lines, they just can't last long. There are many ways to skew the results. One of the most basic is who you sample. If you want left-leaning results, you sample Democrats. But there are more subtle approaches. As Dr. David Dutwin told the Daily Caller, we've always reported presidential approval just based on adults 18 and above. Dutwin is the executive vice president and chief methodologist of SSRS, the polling company for the CBS New York Times polls. When someone polls adults 18 and above, instead of the more even-handed method polling likely voters, you know they want their numbers to favor leftist politics. So this has been Dutwin's methodology for decades: create polls which favor Democrats. So how big is this skew? According to Rich Pollack's research, it's as much as 11%. For example, Rasmussen, which was my favorite during the Trump campaign, found that since January 20th, Trump's approval ratings have ranged between 42 and 57%. Rasmussen polls likely voters. However, if you looked at Gallup, who polls adults, Trump's approval numbers have only been between 35 and 46%, an 11-point difference. The toxically political environment of these fake polls is becoming so extreme that some pollsters have given up on presidential approval numbers. According to Raghavan Mayur of Investors Business Daily, I don't even worry about the approval rating as much as many others do because it's unfair with the incessant negative coverage that no other president has ever faced. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.